Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the Phenology Report for the week of February 3rd, 2024. My name is Iris May, and I am your phenologist for this week. On Thursday, February 8th, we woke up to it raining in Duluth Township. The rain continued into the afternoon, causing Anaseus to have indoor recess. We have had indoor recess in February before, but because of very cold wind chills, never because of rain. According to the U.S. National Weather Service, Duluth averages 90.2 inches of snow a year per the 1991 to 2020 climate normals. Last year, Duluth recorded 140.1 inches of snow, the snowiest on record. Current snowfalls as of Friday, February 2nd, are only 17.1 inches. On Monday, February 5th, Duluth's high record temp of 50 degrees broke the previous high temp record this day of 45 degrees, set back in 1877. This day was the first time Duluth has hit 50 degrees since November 18th. As Miss Jackson was out for an afternoon walk on Monday, February 5th, it felt like an April spring day. The dirt road was muddy and the chickadees were singing their cheeseburger call. In the past few days, Eloise's family noticed that there are many more birds than we usually have at this time of year. They also noticed that birds have been much more active and vocal. The Audubon Society noticed that the warm weather this winter has disrupted many birds' normal migratory flights. The abnormally warm temperatures have caused some people to tap their maple trees. Although we have not tapped at NSCS yet, capillary action has caused freezing at night temperatures and thawing daytime temperatures, meaning that sap has been running the past week. We don't know yet if the earlier start of the sap season means that trees will bud out sooner than past years. Once the buds burst and the leaves start unfurling, the maple sap gets bitter taste and is no longer desirable for making syrup. On Wednesday, February 7th, several skunks were spotted in multiple places in the two harbors in Duluth area. On this same day, Miss Rolfe's dog was sprayed by a skunk right around 7 a.m. in this wood's edge of their yard, creating a cloud of odor all around her home. Last week, the preschoolers built a snow person and decorated it with bird seeds, cracked corn, and nuts. Trail camera photos showed many different animals visiting, including red squirrels, chickadees, white-tailed deer, cottontails, and a flying squirrel. Flying squirrels don't actually fly. They glide on skin flaps that are between their front and hind legs. They're shy and nocturnal, which is why Miss Urban was so excited to see one on the trail camera. On Thursday, February 8th, Tamara found some canine scat in school forest and investigated it with the help of Miss Urban and some classmates. They found orange peels, apples, and a star-nosed mole paws prints in the scat. They knew it was a star-nosed mole because of the distinct front paws with the big palm and long nails suitable for digging. They think it is the most likely a fox. Miss Jackson's class measured 3.5 inches of ice on Smith Creek at school on Tuesday, February 6th. The trail was muddy, and only a sparse amount of snow is on the ground on our school nature trail. This concludes the Phenology Report. Have a great week, and be observant.